Joining us in the Walking with Dave studio, which has been the venue for the last three podcasts that we've recorded, we are on a hot roof in San Cristobal, which isn't as hot today, is it?
No.
And that's quite nice.
Not when the sun's covered by a big cloud.
Welcome to Bill.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
It's the most animated I've seen you in 15 years.
Welcome to Ben.
All right, Dave.
Ames is here.
Hello, Dave.
Nicola's here.
Hello.
Nikki's here.
Hey.
And Soph's here.
Hi.
They're all on the floor.
Increasingly further away from the microphone this weekend.
Yeah, they're all on the floor again. And we've just established that Nicola is sunbathing, covered from head to toe in clothes.
And thermals.
And thermals. Good job, Nicola. If you wouldn't mind just singing the theme tune for us, Ben.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I forgot about this bit. I don't know how I forget about it.
I thought he was about to do it.
I know, like, come on, Ben.
No. If we can just move swiftly on, Dave.
Just moving swiftly on, then. One day, we'll have a theme tune. The end of the last podcast was the end of Teotihuacan. Brief
was
summary.
It?
Well, yeah, it will be. Currently, it's not.
I seem to remember talking for a considerable amount of time after that.
I'd also like to apologise at this point for the craziness of the last one.
It just devolved into bullshit, basically, didn't it?
Almost as though doing large shots of tequila midway through was not a good idea.
What a great idea. Half of that one's getting cut. Sorry if you wanted to hear the bits that are getting cut, but they were terrible. So
we might release them at a special later date. Christmas Eve
for
special.
For the paid subscribers.
Yeah, for our Patreon subscribers. Ben. a brief summary of what happened since the last episode, because it's not entirely exciting, and also it was cut from the last podcast. We went to a bar. We
I love this idea. I absolutely love this idea. Like, we cut out a load of shit because it was really dull in the last podcast, and for some reason now we're sober, you think it's going to be better.
We're not going to go into it, like, but we're going to summarise what happened. So we went, we played Shithead. Ben kicked off. That's getting cut as well.
Oh, good.
It's from awful. A gentleman's saloon.
From a gentleman's saloon.
Why is that a bit awful?
Because it's just.
It's cross chat.
There's so much cross chat, and then we go backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. So it's getting cut.
We're just using words like cross talk. Isn't that a journalist term, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not a journalist. Perhaps we should ask Stora. He's also not a journalist.
Oh, man. Obviously, that's going to have to get cut. Well, no, because it's just like bringing up random people's names midway through a podcast.
Okay. It's completely out of context. Then we went to Roma, which we had some food again. And then, moving on to travelling day. So it's about as exciting as it sounds. We got on a plane. Excuse you.
Salud.
Yeah, it's very wet. We waited for a plane for about 3.5 hours, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'd join us at, 10 in the morning when we leave the hostel?
Yeah.
We get an Uber to the...
How did we get there?
We got an Uber to the airport, though.
Okay. Yeah.
DOS Uber.
DOS Ubers, yeah.
We got an Uber to the airport, then ate at an American chain restaurant in the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sat on the floor and played Bananagrams.
Yeah, we did. Shout out to Bananagrams. Then we got on the plane. It was about an hour and 10 minutes long, the flight. It wasn't long at all. Hang on.
Yeah, though I must say, deciding to have three planes leave from the same gate at exactly the same time is just is a disaster.
It's horrendous.
And not even that. Their gate numbering.
The best bit about that though was that we had to queue with people getting on two other planes down the same corridor to get on buses to take us to the planes, and the bus that took us to our plane literally drove
20 seconds.
20 meters, yeah. maybe 30.
See, I like to think of myself as an amateur airport administrator, and I think
of course you do.
I think there were several things wrong with that airline.
Yeah.
Several things.
Yeah, we're literally in a queue, and there's people in bright yellow jackets going, right, is there anyone for this flight? No? Okay, cool. And that was literally it. There was a massive queue with three different flights.
Yeah, I mean, it started with the fact that we left from gate 75B, 12.
Yes.
That's not a good numbering system.
There also definitely weren't 75 gates.
So, Mexico City Airport, we salute you.
No shout out to you.
No shout out for you.
So, having seen that, I imagine the next airport's going to be a little bit worse.
Cancun? Tuxtla.
Tuxtla Gutierrez.
No, Tuxtla Gutierrez is going to have like two gates.
Yeah, it was fine.
Called 75B and 75C. Yeah.
And each gate is going to have 12 bus stops.
Everything's going to leave at exactly the same time.
It's going to be an easy airport.
Be an airport special. Can we have an airport special?
Sure. Depends how long we're waiting for. Depends how long we're delayed for tomorrow.
And games of Bananagrams are not particularly animated.
No, exactly, but I don't know. See how angry we get. The plane is inevitably delayed.
Inevitably. So we got a bus up to Tuxtla Gutierrez. From Tuxtla Gutierrez to San Cristobal de las Casas, where we were greeted by many explosions.
Which you may have heard from our previous podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to go into those explosions in a bit more detail in this podcast. And how they disrupted
this is
the night time.
Laying down some suspense here. Yeah. This is real dramatic.
Can we get a drum roll?
Yeah.
Bang. First night, what did we do? We only got... I stayed in. I was feeling awful, wasn't I?
You were.
By the last podcast, I reckon we might need a running order rather than just have Dave sitting here saying, what did we do again? Where were we?
Who am I? So I stayed in because I had an awful stomach.
We basically just went to a bar, got food, had a couple of beers.
And then lay awake all night listening to fireworks.
Speak for yourselves, I dosed myself. I was having a pleasant sleep.
Night nurse.
I've not been in a war zone, it will surprise you. But it's what I imagine being in a war zone to be like.
Yeah, it's...
Fireworks going off like immediately over your head.
I thought you were the Walking with Dave war correspondent.
War zone's name for fireworks.
Warring with Dave.
You'll hear right now that the fireworks have stopped.
Live from Yemen.
Brutal.
Yeah.
The party is over.
The party is over.
The Lady of Guadalupe has been celebrated.
She has. What a lady.
What a girl.
Our Lady of poor night sleeps and fireworks, yeah.
Poor night.
Loud music as well. That seemed to stop last night. That was good.
Yeah. We should explain what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think that's a suitable place to start this podcast, even though we've been going for what? 9 minutes already?
So, it's the Lady of Guadalupe, or Lupe.
Guadalupe.
Lupe Velasco.
And, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so celebrate her all over the country.
Wow.
By doing pilgrimages to various of her churches.
Yeah. You'll remember from the last podcast some runners with a torch.
They weren't late for the Olympics.
They were not late for the Olympics, it turns out. They were running on a pilgrimage. They sort of do this sort of relay run with a torch up the hills to San Cristobal.
So and they have accompanying cars and bikes?
They have very loud accompanying cars and bikes.
They have balloons tied to the cars and they play quote-unquote music whilst going along.
Drums and whistles, and they shout much like an American holiday camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's very impressive.
Yeah.
It is. They're holding statues.
And also irritating. It's very irritating as well.
I don't mean to deride the quote-unquote music, but it was pretty terrible. But what they're doing is very...
it's lush. It was
in general, Mexico needs to up its music game.
It's no, I disagree. I think we've got some...
I think they struck a decent note with Mariachi, and it's been downhill since then.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll
what leave. About Ricky Martin, who's all over the water bottles?
Is Ricky Martin Mexican?
I guess so. He's on the water bottles.
Google
Yeah, there he is.
So pilgrimages to the church.
Yeah, and not only were they running these miles upon miles upon miles, a lot of these runners were barefoot as well, and the roads aren't great.
He's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican. He's not.
No, our listeners, Puerto Rican.
Ricky Martin.
So, yeah, I like how you've confidently put that S on the end of
it. no less than 55 Instagram likes, Bill.
Yeah, we've reached 53 listens on the teaser podcast so far, which is pretty rad for only being out for 2 days.
I mean, I reckon Dave's listened to it at least 5 times.
listeners from all corners of the world.
All corners of the world.
That one in America.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've definitely got international following.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But anyway, back to the Lady of Guadalupe. So these cars, they were letting off fireworks straight off the back of these cars.
Oh yeah, that was really
sad.
Yeah.
Pretty sketchy, but no, it's cool. That's why they were going off literally outside our door a lot of the time, because these cars were arriving all through the night. There was just music and fireworks going off all night, and it was pretty mad. But we woke up and what a day, a crazy day, like brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's lots of people and food and smells and colours and things to look at.
Yeah.
It's a good festival.
Pineapple with crushed chilies and salsa. That's what I started the day with. Oof, that was good.
We walked up to the main church. They were
Do we know what that church is called?
That's the Santa. That's the Guadalupe.
Iglesias de Guadalupe.
Makes sense. I see what they did there.
Oh, and the Pope loves this festival as well.
The Pope does.
Yeah, that's what I got told by my new 80-year-old friends.
Shout out to the Pope.
What happened to your old 80-year-old friends?
Died.
I feel you knew the answer to that, Ben. it was a crazy day. Lots of red, green, and white flags everywhere. Lots of singing, lots of dancing. Lots of stalls selling decent tat, I say.
A bit like the Often and White, but better.
I mean, that's a niche reference.
That's very niche. From a deep, dark corner of the... from the British Isles, a small village.
Who are they celebrating the death of?
It's not a death. The wake is
the
not
life of, sorry.
A celebration of death. It's as opposed to most wakes. It's a celebration of the village and the community.
I don't think most wakes are a celebration of death. Are
life.
They? It's life. Yes.
I correct him.
Dave didn't. No.
Oh yeah. Who celebrates death?
No one does.
It would be a bit rude to have a funeral and then...
The Mexicans do, don't they? But I presume, again, it's the same thing with the Day of the Dead.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah. But, well, to be fair, cultural reference here, culture around Mexico, is you do not get life without death. So they very much...
I think that's just science, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's just...
Yeah, but they celebrate, like... It goes back deep into Aztec culture and, like... The death is not something to be scared of or frowned upon, and human sacrifice is one of the most honourable ways to die. There you go.
A little teaching moment from Dave.
Taught. So the Lady of Guadalupe.
Every significant moment must have a cheese lick at the end of it.
So what did we do after the Lady of Guadalupe?
We wandered down back from her church.
Oh, to the cathedral.
We meandered.
To the cathedral,
shut.
Yeah. But had some nice graffiti around it.
We walked with Soph.
We did.
Walking with Soph.
We did walk with Soph.
Yeah. So there was another church, much, much higher up a hill than the previous church.
hang on, we tried to go to an Amber Museum before that, but it was closed for lunch.
It was closed for lunch, we think. We didn't actually bother to make any efforts to find that out and verify it.
The sign said it was closed. Yeah, the sign said it closed in 10 minutes, and someone opened the door, and we just decided that it was closed.
To walk off.
And then somebody spotted a pub, so we thought, bar, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go in there.
LXS Dissidentes. Yeah, craft beer for only 50 pesos.
Yeah.
I chose poorly by getting a very nice beer that was 9.3%.
But luckily he didn't have half of it spilt over the bar.
Yeah, it's good that he spilled half of it, because the whole bottle might have been a problem.
But it was very nice, and it was a lovely little bar. They played what we wanted on Spotify. He came over and said, "You write songs down, and I will play them for you." Not like himself singing them, but on Spotify.
And he did.
Yeah, he did. So that was cool.
What wasn't cool were the 200 odd steps up to the next church.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, that was
after a day of sunshine and a couple of beers.
That was pretty fucking uncalled for, to be honest.
That was hard work.
Yeah.
We made our own little pilgrimage up to another church.
Yeah, where we were knackered. At the top, we took some lovely group photos.
Insert in the, what is it people say? Show notes?
Yeah, we'll put some photos in the show notes. No, we won't. We'll put them on Instagram.
Okay.
Of a quite drunk Nicola.
Yeah, Nicola was pretty hammered at that point. Nicola's gone. Yeah. Where's Nicola gone? Did anyone notice the leak?
She spontaneously combusted in those jeans.
Wouldn't surprise me. It's way too hot to be wearing jeans.
It is.
So, again, another cloud has materialised out of absolutely nowhere.
The sky goes
from being completely blue to filled with clouds.
And they look kind of dark.
Yeah, this one looks like quite a grey cloud.
Well, I think of myself as an amateur meteorologist. I just don't listen
to all. In certain circles.
Exceptionally amateur meteorologist.
So,
your knowledge knows all bounds.
So we came down the hill. We saw a very, very drunk man passed out on the stairs.
He was very drunk, passed out on the way up. On the way down, he was alive, awake,
but very
holding
hungover.
A razor blade.
He was, yes, one of the, but like a Bic razor, so like other razors are available.
But no, he was steaming and had a very bloody nose for some reason. Maybe he'd fallen over.
Well, the Bic razor was probably to blame.
Oh, maybe.
Didn't we just walk all the way back from there?
We went to went to that fish restaurant.
Oh, fish restaurant.
Which was surprisingly good for us being in the mountains and quite
nowhere near the sea.
Has it been enough time since we ate that for us to say that it was surprisingly good?
Yeah.
I think it has been.
We're safe.
Okay. Oh, God, yeah.
I think we're safe. Though mercury poisoning presumably is still a possibility.
So you've got to eat a lot of fish for that.
We had octopus and shrimp. And fish tacos.
Marlin, I had.
You had marlin. Oh, it was
lovely.
They
were the pricey ones.
They were 3 pesos more than the rest.
My God.
And the
still just under a quid, yeah.
Still just under
just
a quid
for four.
Yeah, a quid each. Yeah. And these tacos came with 3 different cheeses, to my delight. So that was excellent. I loved that. And by this point, we were getting pretty pissed. We'd had a couple of bottles.
Lightly sozzled.
Nicola was pretty pissed. She shut a box.
She shit her box.
she
Why
shut.
Why do you not talk about Nicola's box?
She shut a box. You'll have seen that on the story. She thought I was taking a photo. I wasn't. It just made it more the.
Oh, I remember that.
More the funny that it was a video. We've got a game called Shut the Box. That's what the reference is, but. She didn't get that.
Right.
But it was funny.
It's turning off.
Yeah. We then decided it'd be a really good idea to buy a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, we bought a bottle of tequila. 1 whole litre of tequila for how much, Ben?
8 quid.
8 quid. Yeah. Jose Cuervo Gold.
Especial, I think it was.
Yeah. God help us, I hope other tequilas are available. Yeah.
This is one tequila that is available in the UK, and there's a reason we don't drink it.
And shan't be drinking it again.
No. It goes fine with lemon mixers.
In fact, they know this bit. This was the last podcast. We were drinking that during the last podcast.
What a it devolved into nonsense.
What a mess.
Shout out to the last podcast.
that was the next thing in the chronological order of things. We recorded a terrible podcast. That was good.
What does podcast mean?
That's philosophical.
It is, actually. I don't actually know.
No, it's not. Does it come from iPod? As in they were on iPods originally?
I don't know.
It's like radio shows on iPods.
It could have been.
That's my guess.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Could be a while.
I'm sure he won't be that long.
Etymological corner here. Is that right, or is that Beatles?
One is etymology and one is entomology. I can never remember which is
I think etymological corner.
One is words and one is
like
creatures.
Beatles. Yeah.
The word was originally suggested by Ben Hammersley as a portmanteau of iPod, a brand of media player, and broadcast.
There
shout
you go.
Shout out to Ben
Hammersley.
Hammersley.
Yeah, and shout out to Bill for getting it right first time. Yeah.
That was gun fingers. if only the fireworks had gone off as I did that.
That would have been excellent.
Yeah.
Like haven't heard of
and terrified.
Yeah.
As you suddenly decided you were some sort of god.
Suddenly.
All your hopes and my fears come true. <fruition. laughs>
So is that the end of that day? Pretty much?
That's the end of this podcast.
Probably drank more.
No, I think we all went to bed because we had to get up
early. No, we're at dinner. The tiny lot of hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. All the hamburgers. So we went to a restaurant.
We accidentally went to a restaurant that served small portions.
Much of Dave's disgust.
It was disgusting. It was actually quite...
like it?
It was quite tasty.
I thought they were quite delicious, actually.
They were delicious. It was just not quite what we expected. We don't have great Mexican skills apart from Nicola. And unfortunately, this menu was...
I'm Mexicaning the shit out of this holiday. I'm
you
sorry.
You know, like, three words now.
What are they?
Cerveza.
Cerveza.
Taco.
Frijoles.
Which is?
Beans.
Beans.
Muchos frijoles.
Ben is full of beans this morning.
Perro.
Perro.
Dog.
Yeah, I think that's dog.
Yeah.
There's something. There's one. There's another word that sounds really similar, which
perro.
Isn't
perro,
dog.
Which
no,
means
it's
butt.
Not, what's that? Perro.
Perro means butt, and perro is dog.
Oh, so it's if they roll.
Pretty
it.
Sure.
Oh, I'll never
don't
be able to speak
them.
Spanish because I can't do the.
Come on, you can.
I can't do it.
Really?
Go on. I mean, I
yes.
How do you do it?
This is normally my role.
It's all right, Ben.
Well, inexplicably not being able to do something.
And we'll get on to
like
Ben.
Like skipping.
Oh my God.
Or sneezing without it going everywhere.
I can sneeze perfectly well. I've sneezed loads and you haven't noticed, but just the last couple have been pretty wet.
The last couple have dribbled out of your mouth.
We will move on to Ben skipping after dinner.
I think that happened in between the bar and the lunch dinner.
So, are you saying this would be a good time to talk about your?
I can't skip.
I mean, Ben's very good at
pretending to ride a horse,
yeah.
Which is skipping.
I am exceptionally good
it's
at pretending to ride a horse.
Skipping on one side, just can't quite add the other leg in. It's very odd. You did it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
it was mild.
and then
nearly fell over.
New Year's resolution: learn to skip.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Knees are skipping rope. I mean, that's kind of just jumping.
There aren't many calls for needing to skip once you're over the age of 12.
Oh.
Okay, six.
Well, I think yeah, somewhere between those two, to be honest. But like, you'd be surprised how often it comes up because once people know you can't skip, it becomes something of a talking point, as we've learnt now.
Yeah. Literally a talking point.
Yeah,
we are talking about
it's
it.
It's cold.
Yeah, so I think we're coming to a point where we might want to wrap this up, in fact.
Before the rains fall down.
So we're going to have another podcast for yesterday, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think yesterday deserves a
yesterday
cool podcast.
Yesterday was a banger.
Yeah, yesterday was a banger.
Suspense.
So you can look forward to yesterday. Next week, presumably.
So, we've got it all tomorrow. Next week. We've got.
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but it was very nice to look. Lots of nice things to look at.
God, you sound sleazy when you say stuff like that.
Barrio Rosa. I think that's red light district.
Oh yeah.
Well, red district, I guess that would be.
Red barriers.
Barry's red chinos.
Shout out to Barry. So yeah. Anyway, much to look forward to in the next. Podcast, but at that point we'll give it a rest. and go and put more clothes on because it's getting quite
really
chilly.
Cold.
Still think we need a good sign off, but I don't have one to suggest.
Well, we could always
come up with one by the end of the listeners write in
with a pen and paper. On send a stamped addressed envelope and
to
we'll send
Mexico.
The roof, Mexico.
The roof, San Cristobal de las Casas. It'll get here, promise.
Yeah, there aren't many roofs here.
I mean,
there are a fair few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I can see at least 20.
Shout out to Roof.
Bye!
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 Bye! Bye.